There has been a lot in Western media of late about a conflict between members of the Democratic members of the Senate and House and the White House and the Pentagon, the Department of War. And it all centers around a video that was made by six members, Democratic members of the House and Senate, who went on and told people that they should, went on to tell members of the armed forces specifically that they don't have to obey illegal orders, that they actually have an obligation not to obey illegal orders. Now, one of the interesting things about this video is that they never specify what these illegal orders are or what prompted them to make this video, but they're really emphatic about how they did it. And of course, that has lit this whole storm on social media, in both from the White House, from the Pentagon, and of course, just from the Democrats and just people all over the internet at large. And it's kind of split. Some people are saying, yes, the White House is wrong. They're asking people to do these illegal things. And then a whole bunch of others are saying, well, it turns out that the senator's wrong. He's asking people a lot, because it centers really on one senator, the ranking member, Senator Mark Kelly, who is a former astronaut, a former fighter pilot, and retired from the Air Force. And that is just an important issue to note here, because he actually, as a retired member, is still subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the legal system that governs all the military, because he retired as opposed to having just served. So he's still under what's called the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the Pentagon, after he made this video, released a statement that said that they're going to investigate him and potentially recall him to active duty against his will for the purpose of a courts-martial. Huge, huge issue. President Trump sent out this Truth Social, and when he said that these people are seditious, they should all be jailed. And at one point, he said they should be executed. Apparently, he subsequently took that one down, but that was one of the first things he said. And then, of course, just kicked the fire up into a new level. Now, I was actually asked by the Daily Mail from the UK to write something on this. So I actually published a piece yesterday in the Daily Mail, and they chose the headline here. It says, Senator Kelly, don't you dare tell our troops how to fight. If anyone needs a lesson in military ethics, it's you, Afghan war veteran Dan Davis said. I don't know why they said Dan instead of Daniel, but that's how they did it. Well, listen, that is part of what I wrote. And I wanted to do this video here because it's not a clean situation to me. I'm not going to say, yes, the Democrat senators and Republican representatives are correct. I'm not going to say that the administration is correct. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say there's problems to go with both of them, because the bottom line is what this does is it puts the members of the military in a crucible here, and it literally puts them in a no-win situation, or it puts them under a lot of pressure, and it politicizes the military, and both of them are doing it. And this is something that's supposed to be apolitical. They're supposed to keep the troops out of this. You guys want to throw mud at each other? That's what you do for a living. You do that on a daily basis. Have at it. I think it's embarrassing the way it's done this day, but whatever. That's politics in Washington today. But what I am alarmed about and troubled about is that now that they're taking it from the arena where they live and work and breathe, and they're bringing it into the military here. And there's several things that go underneath this that I find problematic. And really, both sides have some good points. They do. Both sides have some positive points, and both sides have some negative points. And we're going to talk about what that is here. First of all, I want to show a friend of mine, a guy named Dan McKnight, who has been on our show actually in the past. We need to have him back, actually. But he addressed this as well on his own podcast.
They're not talking to the commander-in-chief. They are talking straight to the military and the intel agencies as political actors. Every service member knows that they have a duty to refuse an unlawful order. That's basic. That's page one of boot camp. But listen to the way that they frame this. They never name the illegal order. They never name the law being violated. They never cite a statute. They're just telling the military and the intelligence community in the abstract that the threat isn't foreign, but it's right here at home. The military doesn't need a political pep talk from Congress. What it needs is a Congress that actually does its damn job.
Okay, first of all, let me talk about his last comment there. I'm all about that. We need a Congress that does this damn job. And I'm talking about, like, pass a budget, pass the laws that need to be passed, et cetera, and quit just holding the rest of the country hostage while you guys do your stuff. And that's Republican, Democrat, equally, both of them. So good on you, Dan. Totally two thumbs up on that one. But let's look at the other things that he said there. The first thing that he said is the first thing that occurred to me as well. We know that we don't have to obey illegal orders. That's not new. That's not something that people go, really? The troopers didn't know that we don't have to obey illegal orders. We know that because we're taught that. That's the military ethics that's taught in all the branches of service. I've had it periodically taught throughout my entire career, especially as in any of my military deployments that we had. That's part of the legal and ethics trainings. They make sure everybody knows. You just because you get an order doesn't mean that it's a legal order. And just because someone who outranks you tells you something to do, that you have an obligation to do that. As a matter of fact, we have an obligation not to obey illegal orders. And they always talk about the issues that of the past, and it always goes back one form or another to the Nuremberg trials, where the Nazis and many of their leaders in the aftermath of discovering about the Holocaust and all the things that were done at the concentration camps, is that they always said, I don't know, I was just following orders. I just did my job. You know, blame the guy up there. And that didn't fly. A lot of those people were executed. But it, as a matter of law, the situation was in ensconced into law that just because you were given an order, if it was illegal, immoral, or unethical, you were under an obligation not to obey that. And if you obeyed anyway, just saying that that's what I was told by above, then you're subsequent to the punishment that goes with that. So that's why they say it's important. Now, they also tell us, you know, you got to be really crystal clear on what the orders are and what's legal and what's not. Because if you act with hesitation, and if you just think something's illegal and then you disobey a direct order, then you're also going to be subject to the UCMJ Article 92, which requires you to obey the legal orders of the officers appointed over you and the President of the United States. So there is a requirement that you have to obey the orders of those above you. No question about that. There's also an obligation that you don't have to obey and you must not obey illegal orders. So we don't need anybody from Congress. We don't need any members of the House of Representatives or the Senate to tell us you don't have to and you can't. We already know that. One of the other things about this video that Dan also mentioned there was that they never said anything about what the purpose of this statement was. What orders do you find problematic? What do you think that we need reminding that we shouldn't obey? Now, we're all left to wonder about this. Are they talking about, because periodically they have, some of the Democrat members especially, is the deployment of the U.S. troops into American cities, into Washington, D.C., right here where I live, or into Los Angeles or Chicago or several other places they may go to later, et cetera. There is a lot of issues there, posse comitatus, et cetera, and whether it's legal, whether it's not, whether it's just because I want to send them there, whether they're asked for by the governor, et cetera. There's lots of gray area there and a lot of misinterpretations, different interpretations on whether what's legal and what's not, et cetera. So were they talking about that? Were they suggesting that if you're a member of a National Guard and you get an order to go into another city, an American city, that that's a violation of posse comitatus, so you shouldn't answer or you shouldn't obey the order? We're left to wonder. We don't know. Or maybe they were talking about what's going on in the Caribbean Sea in this potential conflict in against Venezuela. Maybe they're saying, hey, there is no American law, there's no international law that authorizes the United States to summarily execute the people who are allegedly running drugs in these boats. Now, as you know from watching this show, I think it is illegal. I think it is immoral, unethical, and just flat out illegal. There is no justification. The Constitution doesn't authorize it. American law doesn't authorize it. International law doesn't authorize it. That is my opinion, however. I'm not a legal authority, and I don't have any judicial power. So I can share my opinion here, and so be it. But the problem is that there are many of the administration who have unequivocally said, oh, no, that's perfectly legal. We rendered this off a legal scholar who made this statement here. Our lawyers said this. They checked it out, and they deemed that it's okay. Now, I disagree with that. I think that they're just literally just saying whatever they want and putting paper on it to say it's covered. But again, if I was serving right now, it would be a really hard thing for me to say, I'm not going to obey that order because it's an illegal order. Because Article 92 still exists too. And whether I think that it's right or not, or whether a court of law would say, no, it turns out that that's your interpretation is correct, or no, it's not, I wouldn't know unless you tested it. In the interim time, you would be subject to the UCMJ under Article 92, and you would go to jail. You would be brought up on charges and potentially convicted and may have to serve time in Leavenworth. See, that's one of the big problems that I had with these Democratic members of the House and Senate, and that they are asking the members of the armed forces to take all the risk of not obeying an order. And we're left to wonder, is it the law that you're worried about, or is it the policy that you're worried about? Maybe you don't think that the administration should be doing this thing, or you don't think they should be going down this path. What happens if there's an order? It hasn't happened, at least as of the time we're making this video, but what if there's an order later to attack Venezuela? Now, again, I would argue that's an illegal order because there is no international authorization. There is no congressional authorization. Therefore, it's against American law. So if president does that, he is going to be liable to the law. But what about the people who are carrying it out? What about the generals that are involved, the admirals, the battalion commanders, the service members themselves? Potentially, they're all at risk, too, if it's an illegal order, if it turns out that it is violation of the law. But you see, it's a really slippery slope. If any one of those people I just mentioned, any of those levels and categories, were to stand up and say, I'm not going to obey that law because it's illegal, I mean, they're almost certainly, because of the power that's in the White House now, the power that's in the Pentagon, and those that are in charge of the armed services are going to say, you disobeyed a lawful order. Here, look at this piece of paper where an attorney said that it was legal. You didn't obey it, ergo, you're going to jail. That's what would happen. Now, if subsequently the court martial itself and the trial prove that they were right, then terrific, they get out of it and they don't have to go to jail. But the chances are pretty low, I think. So you're asking these members of this Democratic members of the House and Senate are asking the service members to take a huge gamble and a huge risk. And one of the throwaway lines in this video was, we've got your back. Yeah. With what? What do you have my back with? You're going to come and represent me if I get a court martial? You know, you didn't say anything about that. So those House members, I think, and Senate members, I think were wrong in what they did because they're asking these troops to take a huge risk that they almost certainly would lose. But it would benefit them politically because they would make all kinds of hay about it if anybody did that, because they would say, aha, see, look what you're doing to our troopers. So they would make some hay on that. So I don't think anybody can claim that there was no political motivation in this at all. I don't think it's just from a heartfelt desire to have the law obeyed. I wish it were, but pretty clear it's not. So that by itself was also a problem that I had. Now, Caroline Leavitt was also asked something, and now I'm in a minute here, I'm going to get to the point to where, as I said earlier, the administration's also got some problems, and we're going to address that here. But she does have a couple of points here, which I think are valid.
I think what Senator Mark Kelly was actually trying to do was intimidate the 1.3 million active duty service members who are currently serving in our United States Armed Forces with that video that he and his Democrat colleagues put out. Senator Mark Kelly well knows the rules of the military and the respect that one must have for the chain of command, and that all lawful orders are presumed to be legal by our service members. You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging. It's very clear. And not a single one of them, since they've been pressed by the media, and I'll give you guys credit for that, can point to a single illegal order that this administration has given down, because it does not exist. They knew what they were doing in this video, and Senator Mark Kelly and all of them should be held accountable for that.
Okay, so she's right in that you're going to have chaos in the military if all of a sudden individual service members get to choose at whatever rank and whatever level they are whether they think an order is legal or illegal, and they're going to obey this or they're not going to. You can see you just can't have a military like that. You can't have a bunch of individuals getting to choose which orders they find problematic, or if it's an issue where I don't think this is a good idea, and so I'm not going to obey it. Now, I think that there is another course of action, speaking for the members of the service members for a second. If, let's use that example I just gave about Venezuela. If you think that, hey, this is not legal, Congress didn't authorize it, international law didn't authorize it, and we don't even have anywhere in American law that you can execute people if they're running drugs, you know, drug runners or whatever, that's not a capital offense. And the fact that you're giving me an order to do that is wrong. And now then you're asking me to invade another country, which is directly contrary to the U.S. Constitution. Now, you can take the risk and say, I find that to be an illegal order. You're taking a big gamble. But, you know, what you could otherwise do is you could say, I'm going to resign. I cannot in good conscience do this. And so I'm going to have to resign. And you know, there's a course of action and a consequence to that too, but that is one possibility. But what you can't have is for all these different people on any issue like this, especially when we're talking about a policy and not a legal issue, to decide whether they're going to obey it or whether they're not. It would cause a lot of problems. Now, where she's not right, however, and big time not right, she says all orders issued are presumed to be legal. No, they're not. And that's part of our training. We're trained that just because you get an order, like the Nuremberg situation I mentioned, or you can go into the orders that were given in the Vietnam War against Lieutenant Calley. You may recall he gave orders to burn Vietnamese villages and kill lots of civilians, etc. They got orders to do that. And so if they follow those orders, then they were wrong. Just because they got an order from a senior official and an officer did not mean that the execution of that order was legal and that anyone who took part in that is also culpable, not just the lieutenant that gave the order. So everybody has to take into account what the orders are. And we're taught some of the ways to handle that. For example, if in a situation like the My Lai massacre, what I mentioned there in Vietnam, if you get an order to, you know, destroy this building here with all these civilians in it, then you can do something to this effect. Sir, I just want to be very clear that I understand the order that you're giving here. Are you asking me to illegally kill these civilians who do not pose a threat to us, who are not armed combatants, that you're inviting, or you're ordering me to attack and destroy this building and killing them all inside? Is that what you're ordering me to do? Something like that, to put him on the line and say, let's be clear about what you're asking here, mentioning it's illegal, et cetera. And then the guy can clarify. And then you can clarify it one more time that, yes, so you're asking me to do something illegal. And then he can say whatever he's going to say. And if they stay with it and said, yeah, you know, cuss you out and whatever, yeah, still destroy the building. Now then you have the authority and their obligation to disobey that order, an obligation to do so. So Caroline Leavitt is not right. And that's what they want. The administration wants it that if we give an order, It's by definition legal, so you can obey it. Well, that's not the case, but that's what they want to be the case. And that's part of the problem I have with the administration, because what they want is for there to be no question on anything. They want the complete carte blanche to do these illegal off actions here, like just murdering and killing people in boats because they just wrote a piece of paper that said they're narco-terrorists, created a new category that didn't exist, and just saying, yeah, because we wrote that, now then we can execute them. We don't have to treat them like, you know, narcotic drug runners anywhere else in the world that's captured, and we'll just decide that's what we want to do so we can. Just because you say it doesn't make it so. It doesn't make it legal. It doesn't change the laws. And now then, especially if we attack and for the purpose of regime change to take out Nicolas Maduro, however much we may not like him, even if he did violate his election laws in his country, and he's not the lawful president of the United States of his country, it doesn't make any difference. We don't have the international authority. We don't have the national authority to say, yes, we're going to attack that country. And yes, we're going to kill these people because the president of the United States wants to, because he doesn't like them. And so nobody's going to even ask a question. President Trump, in one of our shows yesterday, I showed you how when asked what the objective is, what the goal is, he just said, I ain't going to tell you. You should know, but I'm not going to tell you. So he's like, I don't have to answer to anybody. And that's what the administration wants. So they want to quell all of this issue here, too, so that nobody does anything that they don't want them to. And listen, that's just not the way it's going to work. And for his part here, I don't want to just completely dump all of this on Senator Kelly. Here's one of the things he said in his, well, actually, let me set this up a little bit. President Trump, as I mentioned earlier, put out a Truth Social, did threaten to put these people in jail, and almost threatened execution for sedition, he said, right? And then the Pentagon, the Department of War, issued an official statement on their X account that say they are considering an investigation into Senator Kelly for the purpose of recalling him to active duty to have a courts martial. So lots of pressure, lots of stress put on him. And in response, here's what Senator Kelly said.
I've flown a rocket ship into space four times, built by the lowest bidder. And my wife, Gabby Giffords, meeting with her constituents, shot in the head, six people killed around her. A horrific thing. She spent 6 months in the hospital. We know what political violence is, and we know what causes it, too. You know, the statements that Donald Trump made is insightful, incites others. He's got millions of supporters. People listen to what he says more so than anybody else in the country. And he should be careful with his words. But I'm not going to be silenced here. Is it stressful? I've been stressed by, you know, things more important than Donald Trump trying to intimidate me into shutting my mouth and not doing my job. He didn't like what I said. I'm going to show up for work every day, support the Constitution, do my job, hold this administration accountable, hold this president accountable when he is out of line. That's the responsibility of every U.S. senator and every member of Congress. He's not going to silence us.
Okay, and just let me categorically state what Senator Kelly did. I think was a poor decision. It wasn't wise. It causes other problems, which I'll get to in a second. But there was nothing illegal about what he did. There's nothing that would incite an investigation by the Department of War. There's nothing that would justify a threat of sedition. He did not tell people in this video, don't obey the orders of the president. He didn't say, don't attack boats. He didn't say, don't go into American cities. He didn't say any of those things. What he said was you can't obey illegal orders. Don't obey illegal orders. That's part of the law already. We know that. So all he did is restate what we already know. So that's one of the big issues, first of all, that there's no basis for any of that stuff. So it is pressure by the administration. But here's the issue, both for the administration and for the Democratic members of the House of Representatives and Senate. You're politicizing the military, because now then the members of the military come from the United States. So that means you got some Democrats and you got some Republicans, conservatives, liberals, etc. Now then you're kind of pitting them one against another here. And so you have some that now may fear that, well, if I don't take this action here, I'm going to be wrong. And I don't want to go to jail. But then again, I have a conscience here. So, you know, if I'm a liberal, I may listen to some of these liberal leaders and politicians. And yeah, man, I mean, I think he probably meant this. Maybe I should do that. So now that you're going to consider whether you should get rid of it or not, or whether you should obey the order or not. Then you have from the other side that people may say, you know, get mad at anybody in their order, in their company or military organization that goes in the opposite direction, that wants to listen to the president and says, you know, yeah, now I've got problems with these Democrats, and now it's Democrats against Republicans inside the military itself. And you put pressure on the service members to, we know what they're going to do, and maybe introduce in their minds they should do something that they otherwise might. And now if it's a policy issue, now that you're trying to turn it into a legal issue and maybe putting them at risk. And if they take action based on what you said, and you know, it turns out that the system doesn't declare it illegal, they're going to jail. Whatever benefit politically you may have gotten out of it, they're going to jail. And then on the other side, the other people are like, well, I'm afraid to say something here because the administration may take action against me, and I might go to jail if I don't obey the order, or I might go to jail if I do obey the order because somebody else may say it's not. You see what I'm saying? This is putting lots of pressure on the military, and it's politicizing the issue, and you're using them as a political football to kick back and forth. That's the wrong answer. If the Senate Democrats, if the Senate the House Democrats think that something's illegal, you have power to do that. You have authority as a member of the Senate or member of the House of Representatives to take action. Use that power. Don't bring the troops into it. Don't try to drag them into your fight. And for the Department of Defense or Department of War, the Pentagon, the White House, stop misusing your power and trying to coerce and cajole people and threaten them with ways to silence them in ways that you don't, because you don't want them to ask any of these questions, and you don't want them to say stuff that already is the law and the UCMJ that you have an obligation to not obey illegal orders, etc. Don't do that, because that just causes problems for everybody. This is not good for America. It's not good for the Senate. It's not good for the White House. It's not good for our country. And it's definitely not good for the service members to be put in that position. So we just hope that this will just be an ugly affair that'll go away and not be repeated anytime soon. Thank you very much for being with us today. By the way, this is Thanksgiving here in the United States, and Gary and I are both very grateful to have all you guys. And we're very thankful that we have this platform to be able to give you information where we're unintimidated and uncompromised to tell you exactly what's going on. And we don't hold anybody back, whether it's the Senate, the House, the White House, Republican, Democrat, we don't care. We care about the truth, and we're going to bring it to you because you deserve it. Thank you very much, folks, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Daniel Davis Deep Dive.